You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Kirsten Conley reports in the New York Post that the New York State Senate just violated the state's open meetings law by passing a rule not allowing cell phone recordings in the Senate chamber. Quote, in my opinion, the rule adopted by the Senate is inconsistent with the open meetings law, end quote, said Robert Freeman, the executive director of the Committee on Open Government. Quote, any meeting of a public body, which includes both houses of the legislature, that is open to the public shall be open to being photographed, broadcast, webcast, or otherwise recorded and or transmitted by audio or video means, end quote, the law states. Republicans voting for the law cited decorum, but Freeman says, quote, I believe that a rule could validly prohibit the use of a cell phone relative to conversation on a phone or sound created by a phone, end quote, but using phones silently violates the law. Read the full story in the New York Post. Jimmy Vielken reports in Politico New York that while many Republicans in Albany are boycotting Governor Andrew Cuomo's six State of the State speeches around the state, Republican State Chairman Ed Cox is planning to protest outside each presentation. Quote, we're going to make sure there's an alternative message, said Cox's spokesperson, Jessica Proud. Instead of addressing the legislature in Albany, Cuomo is going on a three-day, six-stop tour next week. The governor's spokesperson only had snark for Cox. Quote, protest against college for the middle class and helping New York parents pay for daycare? Good luck with that, end quote, said Rich Azzopardi. Quote, but I guess he'll go anywhere to avoid talking about Carl Paladino. Wait, he knows one of these speeches is in Buffalo, right? End quote. Read the full story in Politico New York. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that the water level in Kingston's Cooper Lake Reservoir has returned to normal, and the Board of Water Commissioners may declare drought conditions over at its meeting next week. Kingston Water Superintendent Judith Hansen says the lake in Woodstock was 86% full January 4th, a normal level for this time of year. The water level fell to 65% in mid-November with a drought warning. Voluntary water conservation and some cutbacks by commercial water users were mandated by the drought warning. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Paul Grondel reports in the Albany Times-Union that activists in Albany are planning a companion protest January 21st to those planned in Washington, D.C. and New York City. The, quote, inaugurate resistance protest includes a workshop, a march down Washington Avenue, and a demonstration and speeches in front of the Capitol. Quote, we realize we all can't go to New York City or Washington, D.C. We wanted our voices heard as we stand up to the Trump agenda. It's an echo response to the other marches taking place, end quote, said Jamaica Miles, lead organizer for the Capital Region of Citizen Action of New York, a grassroots activist group. Other groups organizing the protest include Women Against War, the Working Families Party, Saratoga United, Capital District Coalition Against Islamophobia, Bernie Sanders Network of the Capital Region, Albany County Central Federation of Labor, and North Star Interfaith Peace Walk. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.